Pep Talk with Anisha and with the upcoming guest that I have with me on my show today. I would just like you all to know and raise your hands because this one person is a multitasker. You tell her anything and you have something valuable, something, you know, which is very helpful to you on your Instagram newsfeed every day. So the person that I'm talking about today is none other than Shivangi Srivastava. You all have heard her podcast, you have seen her on YouTube, and you have seen her dancing videos and whatnot. So hi Shivangi, welcome to my show.
Hello Anisha, thank you so much for having me here.
I'm so glad that we could finally do this now after, you know, having postponed it for quite some time.
So yes, actually we were like planning it since so many days.
Yeah. Since you are traveling and then, you know, everybody gets a little busy with time and with jobs and with stuff. So I'm so glad we are finally doing this today. So
exactly.
Shivangi, let's just start. And first of all, give us a small introduction, a little background about who Shivangi Srivastava is.
Okay, Shivangi Srivastava is actually just a normal girl who loves doing everything she likes. By profession, I'm a software engineer who finished her graduation and engineering last month, and I'm waiting for my joining on 30th December from Infosys. I got selected in all the companies that I gave interviews on. That's why I'm making videos about campus placements and all on my YouTube channel, through my podcast and on my Instagram videos. I love doing yoga and I love doing anchoring, public speaking, and I'm very, I have keen interest in dancing. That's it.
So yeah, we have one package. We have one package in the form of Shivangi Srivastava. So, yeah. Shivangi, since how long have you been doing all this? You know, when was that time when you realized that you're very passionate about creating videos and spreading awareness about public speaking and dancing and yoga? So how did all of this happen in your life?
I used to dance since very early age and I used to perform yoga too, but delivering my content on online platform, I decided it since this January 2019, when I felt like I'm done, I have some time with my professional things, studies, and I can manage to deliver proper content, and I felt like I have few knowledge that I can actually share, and I got so many requests from my juniors and my friends, then only I decided to deliver my content on online platforms.
Okay, so you know, when everybody is busy in their lives doing something or the other, how do you manage your time? How do you plan your day when you have to take care of so many things and on so many different platforms as well? So how do you plan your
exactly day? So the basic thing, and that I have been always repeating it through my podcast and videos, that I make a to-do list. And I just don't make a to-do list by writing down whatever I need to do. I actually make four columns on my to-do list, having according to the urgency and the importance of the task, right? So the first column has all the important and urgent tasks. The second column has important but not urgent tasks. And the third column has urgent but not important tasks. And the fourth column has not important and not urgent tasks. So I plan my day according to the urgency and the importance of task, and I do it according to it. And I have even made the video on this, how to make a to-do list according to the importance and urgency of a task.
Oh my God. Seriously, when we only sit up and think of what to do and how to do, there is this girl who is managing everything at one time by just deciding the importance and urgency. Seriously, man, hats off. This is one tip that I have taken and I've learned from you, and I'm surely going to implement in my life as well. So
yeah, exactly. This is what I feel, that we need to manage our time according to making this to-do list. Yeah,
exactly.
Because most of the times, so many things come to our mind and it slips away. Like there are so many, like millions of ideas throughout the day.
Okay. Now, let us come to your favorite passion when it comes to putting up content. You know, you put up yoga content, you put up your dance videos, and you put up about public speaking and professional interviews and stuff, campus placement. So out of all of these, which is your favorite topic that you like talking and making videos on?
Like, it's really difficult for me to choose one topic because I love doing everything that I'm posting. And I really like dancing. And whenever I feel like dancing, I just record a video and I upload it. When I feel like public speaking and all, I just record a video, whatever that comes to my mind. And the most important thing is, while making public speaking video, I have millions of inspiration, you know, like most importantly, Digital Prateek, who is the online guru of every like content creators like me, and then my fellow content creators like you, Anisha. You know, like, I would like to reveal that you are one of my biggest inspirations in public speaking.
Oh my god, when I have just started with the videos, you know, I was so scared of making a video. It used to make me so conscious, and now finally when I start, you know, in a way we are all inspiring and helping and pushing each other to do better. Because see, how did I get to know about your thing? I just saw your repost on a story when you had put up a video and somebody had shared it. So that's how I got to know about you, and that's how probably you also got to know about me or about somebody else. But I'm so happy that we finally joined this space where we are all like-minded people doing things we like and then taking inspiration from each other. So, you know,
the best thing is that the environment is so positive and so inspiring that even if I don't feel like doing anything, even if some days I don't feel like making a video, then I get so much inspiration from all you guys, like you, Anisha, that my Shivans from My Uncooked Thought, Aniket, and everyone.
Absolutely. I feel we've made a small Instagram community friendship group.
Exactly.
We are all pushing each other and inspiring each other to do better. You know, even looking at Shiva and Aniket, man, these guys are seriously, they're putting out so much of good content. And I used to feel ashamed. I said, what am I doing? I'm only scrolling my feed and I'm wasting my time. So, you know, you guys have also inspired me a lot to finally start putting out stuff and then come out as a more confident person. I was always very confident in talking, but when it comes to video, I was shit scared. The first attempt, I tried 3-4 times and I just threw my phone away that it is not happening. But then slowly, you know, learning the techniques and learning basic stuff. It's been an insane journey. I'm so
happy. Like, I have even when I was in Bhopal, I used to do anchoring in various events and all, but still when I started making my videos, I felt so much camera shy and all. I literally had to take 2-3 attempts while speaking in front of camera.
It still happens with everybody. I'm sure very few people are the ones we do it, you know, in one shot, but we all take time, and that's how we are learning and growing. So yeah, that
exactly.
Okay, there was one more thing which really attracted me to hold a podcast with you, which was yoga. You know, our own Prime Minister is so much of a yoga fan, and he encourages everybody to do yoga. So since what age are you pursuing yoga, and how do you plan to take that yoga culture ahead in your family, in your friend circle, and in the digital media space as well?
Okay, so I have been dancing since a very early age, and my whole family does yoga on a daily basis. Like, my father is a master of yoga. And after that, I decided to put it on online platform just this year only. When I actually felt that people are misunderstanding yoga as a physical activity only. It's not just related to our physical activity, but it's mental plus physical, right? So if you want to grow your body and mind as a whole, then nothing can be better than yoga. So I started putting up yoga content on my Instagram and all since this January in order to educate people and encourage them to do as much as they can. And even it has helped me so much through my Instagram and all that when I started putting yoga content, I was not expecting so many followers and so many engagements on my account that I got actually.
So you got because of your content on yoga.
Yeah, content on yoga and public speaking for someone.
Okay. Next question, Shivangi, will be, who is your role model or who is your inspiration in life? Somebody who reminds you of pushing yourself harder every day, no matter what the circumstances, but somebody who is absolutely behind your mind that is always encouraging you and guiding you to go ahead.
Okay, so if I have to take the name of a single person, then you have already taken it. I would like to request you to guess the name. Last question, actually.
A father.
actually, it's of course my parents are our biggest inspiration for me. But in terms of life goals and career, the biggest inspiration I have is our honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely,
man. Yeah.
He is one person who has so many inspirational followers. Absolutely.
Exactly. Whenever he speaks, even a single statement, it gives me so much inspiration and so much knowledge. Like when he speaks about anything, like public speaking, either it's about yoga or in last interview, he said about a simple statement about detachment. And whenever I feel like I have left so many friends of mine, because at this point of time, everyone went apart from each other after finishing the college. Then the only word that I remember from him is detachment is difficult, but it's the most important part of life. So whenever I get stuck anywhere, I just open his interview and listen to it and I feel really clear about everything.
So true, man. He is seriously an inspiration. We always need a prime minister who has that knowledge and that understanding and the courage to come out and speak to 1.2 billion people in India. So I feel no other than Narendra Modi could do this. And we are so glad he's back.
Exactly. Okay. Like he's inspiration of every people of every age group actually.
True. I totally agree with you. Even a small kid now knows who Narendra Modi is and his signature Mitro.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, Shivangi, next I would like to know about your future plans. You know, what are your future plans in terms of your career, in terms of your career on Instagram or on YouTube? Guys, if you don't know, she has a very pretty and very helpful YouTube channel called as the Shivangi Srivastav Show. And if you still haven't checked her out, please, I would request you to go and have a look at the videos. You will come to know why am I praising her so much. If you don't know it till now, please go and have a look and you will seriously come to know and agree with me. So yeah, Shivangi, tell us about your future plans.
Actually, right now I have just started my YouTube channel and you know the most important thing in online journey is consistency and the patience. So I'm just going to put as much content as I can. I'm just going to read and get knowledge about my niche and just going to deliver as much content as I can. Without seeing actually the number of subscribers and the number of views, because sometimes when you put your heart and soul and do so much hard work in putting a content and don't get that much response from the audience, then it's really demotivating, right? So what I have learned from my digital guru, who is Digital Prateek, is that just put out content, put whatever you like, but just give quality content every day. And just don't see the number of followers, subscribers and the likes on your videos. And someday, anyhow, you're surely going to succeed. That's it.
Absolutely. Digital Prateek is one person. I opened my Instagram firstly to see his stories. So I can
I saw your comment.
Yeah, so I can totally relate to whatever you're saying about him. He is seriously an inspiration for everybody, all of us.
You know, we all content creators are bound by a single guru who is Digital Prateek.
Yeah. So if Shivangi, if for the next 7 days you have to make a content on a specific niche out of the following niche that you pursue, which will be the first one that you take, and you would want to put out different parts of a content for 7 consecutive days.
For right now, if you see the present scenario, then the only niche I would pick for consecutive 7 days would be campus placement, because it's high time for that campus placement right now. And there are so many requests on Instagram for me to make videos on such topics. So I would definitely go for the same niche of campus placements and communication skills for campuses.
So guys, all of you who are just heading out for jobs and are looking to sit for interviews, this is a shout out for all of you that you have to come and watch her.
Yeah.
So you get to know.
Thank you.
You get to know a lot of valuable tips on how you should dress, how you should talk, how should be the body language, and everything related to campus placement. So you can't miss out this opportunity. You just have to go and subscribe and look after, I mean, just search the Shivangi Srivastava show on YouTube. Okay. So last question will be, Shivangi, what is that one valuable tip that like you would like to give to all our listeners who are just starting out? Because, you know, initially we are only consuming a lot of content from content creators. It's only after a certain period of time that you finally take that plunge that you have to do it. But initially, we are all consuming content. So for all those consumers of my content and your content, what is that one valuable tip that you would like to give to all the listeners?
Okay, so only one valuable tip I would like to give is just start. Don't think about anything else. Just start. In the starting, we all have so many imperfections in our video. Even I am fumbling a lot. I can feel it. So just start. Whatever at whatever stage you are, like whatever you are doing, just start. Don't just keep on procrastinating by having excuse of not having resources, not having proper like planning and all. Just start. We all have 24 hours in a day, and it's our own choice that how we are going to spend it. Just start it.
Okay, so on that very, very positive and inspirational note, I would like to take your leave, Shivangi. Thank you so much for being on my show and for sharing all your experiences and valuable tips for my listeners. I'm sure this episode is gonna be one of the most heard episodes on my show. So
exactly.
Thank you so much,
Anisha, for calling me here. It was one of the best experiences. Like, you are my inspiration and I'm on your show. What can be better than this?
Oh my God. Now I feel like I'm flying. So thank you so much. We are both helping each other. We are both inspiring each other. And I'm sure when we finally get to meet each other, we'll have a rocking time.
Sure. Yes. I'm just waiting for that day.
Yeah. So I'm also looking forward to it. And thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening to our show. We'll get back with another episode with another interesting and inspirational personality.